Is this just audio?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
So, is this recording?
Yeah, I've just set it off. So.
All right, so just let it sit for a minute.
We can stop it if you want.
No, let it run, and then you can take it away.
Editing.
Right, okay. So, Chris, what I'd say to you is, probably because of my Twitter handle, BlackBlack, it's going to take a lot of shit about this interview, but let me tell you a wee bit about where I'm coming from and why I'm anti-war, why I support Chelsea Manning and Julian Assange. At the age of 4 years of age, I was pulled out of bed at gunpoint by a British soldier and told not to fucking move at gunpoint with an SLR rifle, and I had that for probably most of my childhood. And that's what inspired me to be anti-war, you know? It's a real experience. When I think of I was born in 1871, 27th of August, don't mind saying that because it's probably public knowledge at this stage. In October that year, my father was interned. He never got out of an internment in 1874, right? So for 3 years of my life, due to the British government and British establishment, I really didn't know who my father was. I went to visit him, and I have a lot to thank during that period for the Quakers, because they offered a lot of support, you know. But I didn't know who. I used to call all different parents and stuff. Oh, he's my, you know, uncles. Oh, hello, Daddy. Hello, Daddy. And my father was in jail. He was interned for his political beliefs, you know. So that's why I support Julian Assange. That's why I support Chelsea Manning. And it's as simple as that, you know. If they have done anything that we need to deal with in terms of their behaviour, let's deal with after the fact rather than before. But I believe that the campaign that's gone on in activism to destroy these people has, I believe there's a state hand in that, you know. And I'm here tonight. I mean, you've seen it, Chris. I've made banners. I've been there to support Cairn. I've had a beer glass thrown at me. I've been called a tout. But I stand here resolute to support Chelsea Manning. Firstly, as a whistleblower, and secondly, as her right to defend herself as a woman, you know? And that's just where I'm at, you know. And it pains me to see people. I know that every bomb that's dropped in Afghanistan, in Libya, in Syria, in Iraq, it just doesn't kill people. It leaves people with the legacy of having to deal with conflict. And they may become angry, and they may go, right, we want to kill other people. And they go and kill other people, and then that resonates in fucking anger, and they go, right, we've been killed, let's kill Muslims. And it's a vicious cycle, and that's why I'm here tonight. I'm here to say that all war's wrong, the violence is wrong. However, what I would like to point out is that self-defense, I believe 100% of, if you're being attacked, you've got the right to defend yourself. Physically, emotionally, and mentally. Defend yourself. If you lift your hand to someone else without good reason, you'll pay the price. And that goes for America. America has destroyed this world. And they're destroying this world through their aggression, through their war crimes. That's what Chelsea Manning tried to expose. And we're here tonight to say enough. We've had enough. And that's all I have to say about this. Anyway, Annie, thanks for... You probably go, oh, he's mental. Don't fucking use that interview.
Cheers.
But you get where I'm coming from, Chris. Yep. That's my point.